with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tonight will be Kamala Harris's night at the Democratic National Convention. She will formally accept the party's presidential nomination. Last night, Tim Walz officially became the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, capturing a ringing endorsement from U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Klobuchar says the Minnesota governor has a history of making big promises and keeping them.
Tim has delivered paid leave, school lunches.
And she says, as a winning high school football coach, Walz knows how to take on the competition.
And a former public school teacher knows how to school the likes of J.D. Vance.
Klobuchar says Walz also has a history of bringing disparate groups together in Minnesota and is a strong proponent of Midwestern values. Bob Agnew at the DNC convention in Chicago.
The Republican presidential ticket has been running hard this week, focusing much of its effort on battleground states. Yesterday, former President Trump and running mate J.D. Vance stumped in North Carolina. Vance says one of the GOP ticket's aims is to secure the border and return law and order to the streets.
If we don't have safety for our families, if we don't have security for our country, we don't have anything. And I'm a firm believer that when we talk about national security starts right here at home, right here in the great state of North Carolina.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Italian Coast Guard confirms the body of British tech magnate Mike Lynch has been recovered along with four other bodies from the sunken wreckage of a superyacht off Sicily. Dilma has strengthened to a powerful Category 3 hurricane in the eastern Pacific. It is not threatening any landmass. No coastal watches or warnings have been posted. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 13 points. NASDAQ futures 52 points higher. This is SRN News. The DNC is going all in on transgenderism.
The party's 2024 platform has a large section devoted to its belief that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man by a sheer act of will. The Democratic Party vows to, quote, vigorously oppose state and federal bans on gender-affirming health care. That refers to states which have outlawed sex change operations on children. The platform also promises to fight efforts by parents to remove pornographic books from school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson has certified an abortion amendment for the November ballot. The measure would enshrine in the Constitution a 1999 state Supreme Court ruling that found the constitutional right to privacy includes the right of a woman to receive an abortion from a provider of their choice. Voters in more than a half dozen states will be deciding abortion referendums this fall. This is SRN News. There have been more arrests in a deadly human smuggling case out of Texas.
Guatemalan police have arrested seven Guatemalans accused of having smuggled 53 migrants from Mexico and Central America who died of asphyxiation in 2022 in Texas after being abandoned in a tractor trailer in the scorching summer heat. The United States has requested the extradition of the alleged ringleader who was one of the seven arrested. Six people were previously charged. Authorities say the men were aware that the trailer's air conditioning unit was malfunctioning and would not blow cool air to the migrants trapped inside. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of the FBI says America faces heightened threats at a time when law enforcement agencies are struggling. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he, in his words, hard-pressed to think of a time in my career where so many different kinds of threats are all elevated at once. SRNnews.com.